The hypocrites aim to drive a wedge between Muslims. The most important characteristic which distinguishes a hypocrite from the irreligious is that the hypocrite conceals his unbelief and acts insidiously among Muslims. An atheist expresses his thoughts in an honest way and clearly states that he does not have faith. However, the hypocrite continues to live among Muslims, prays like them, and speaks in the way that they do. While the hypocrite takes benefit from all the moral and material opportunities provided by Muslims, he treats Muslims in an outrageous and treacherous way. His objective of existence in life is almost to give unease to Muslims. The happiness, well-being, the power of Muslims, and their affection and commitment for one another torments the hypocrite. Because every beautiful attitude of Muslims reminds a hypocrite how unscrupulous he is and how he lacks character, the presence of Muslims around him becomes a cause of anger for him. For that reason, one of the most common methods employed by a hypocrite is to do harm to Muslims, to shake their commitment to one another by resorting to insidious schemes and break them up. In verse 107 of Surat At-Tawbah, God reveals the treacherous nature of the hypocrites. Causing harm and out of irreligion to create division between the believers and in readiness for those who previously made war on God and His Messenger, they will swear, "We only desired the best." But God bears witness that they are truly liars. Surat At-Tawbah 107. The objective of every movement of the hypocrites that have appeared in history was to do harm to Muslims. In the time of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, out of their jealousy for the Prophet's moral perfection, loving soul, his strength, his might, and his blessed family, the hypocrites established a separate mosque and wanted to drive a wedge between Muslims. As with other hypocrites in history, they stated that their main objective in building the Masjid al-Dirar was to do good. Hypocrites become a part of any scheme and collaborate with the irreligious against believers. They organize misdeeds and manifest their anger and hatred for the believers by any means. Despite this, whenever they are asked, they state that they meant to do good. This is one of the distinguishing and despicable characteristics of a hypocrite. The actual purpose of the hypocrites in building the Masjid al-Dirar was to establish a place where those opposing Muslims could convene. Even worse, they wanted to martyr our Prophet there. Abu Amri, one of the masterminds behind the construction of the Masjid al-Dirar, was a person with connections to Damascus and Greece, which were considered as the great powers of that time. Due to such deep affiliations, he was a very prominent figure in the eyes of the hypocrites. In collaboration with Abu Amir, the hypocrites hatched a plot to martyr our Prophet in this mosque. Abu Amir made promises to the hypocrites and said, "Build your own mosque, accumulate as many weapons and forces as you can. Meanwhile, I will visit Kaiser, the Greek ruler, bring troops from Greece, and thus we will repel Muhammad and his Shaba from Medina." While the Prophet was preparing for the march to Tabuk, a commission of five people from the founders of the Masjid al-Dirar came to him and said, "O Messenger of God, we have built a mosque for the sick and the needy so that they can perform their prayers in rainy and cold nights. In the time of floods, the valley poses an obstacle between the congregation of the Quba Mosque and us, and we request you to be good enough to grace it by your august presence and lead the prayer." One can notice the dishonest and treacherous character of the hypocrites here. While they accumulated arms in the mosque they built in order to martyr the Prophet, the light of the worlds, they said that they had built the mosque for the sick and the needy, in order to present themselves as people who want to do good. Our beloved Prophet replied, "I am preoccupied with the campaign. If God wills it, I will comply with your request on my return." After his return to Medina, the hypocrites who built the Masjid al-Dirar wanted to take our Prophet to their mosque. However, God revealed the verses 107 and 108 of Surat al-Tawbah. "As for those who have set up a mosque, causing harm and out of irreligion, to create division between the believers, and in readiness for those who previously made war on God and His Messenger, they will swear, 'We only desired the best.' But God bears witness that they are truly liars. Do not ever stand in it. A mosque founded on piety from the first day has a greater right for you to stand in it. In it there are men who love to purify themselves. God loves those who purify themselves. Surat At-Tawbah, 107 and 108. In this way, the schemes hatched by the hypocrites were foiled once again, and they couldn't achieve any success against the believers.